Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The left fielder, James Mouton. Batting third. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Jones. Batting seventh. The DH, Raul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Lopez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Henry Blanco. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Wright. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. And now, play ball. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Chris Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jones takes first base on ball four. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton juggles the ball. That's an error on Norton. Hayes moves to third. Jones moves to second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Norton reaches second base with a double. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fordyce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton takes first base on ball four. Belliard moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Belliard moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball four. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Blanco and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball four. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Thomas scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Belliard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fordyce is 0-for-1 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lopez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. 1 out. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Casanova moves to second. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a line drive into left field. Mouton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mouton. Wright throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Singleton goes all the way around to score. Lee moves all the way to home. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Norton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Norton is hit by the pitch. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fordyce is 0 for 2 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Jones reaches second base with a double. Raul Casanova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Belliard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanco is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino pinch hits for Greg Norton. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino hits a pop-up towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce is 0-for-3 in the game. Fordyce hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing third base. Keith Foulke now pitching. Raul Casanova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casanova moves to third. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fordyce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Jeff Jenkins pinch hits for James Mudin. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is hit by the pitch. Casanova scores. Lopez moves to third. Belliard moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-4 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Belliard scores. Jenkins moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bob Horry now pitching. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jenkins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Jose Hernandez. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Grissom moves to second. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnett's is hit by the pitch. Tyler Houston pinch hits for Chris Jones. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Houston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.